Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Moving on, Libra rising. All right, so Libra rising, you're about to have a Neptune journey through your seventh house of relationships, right? So when it comes to relationships and business contracts, barriers and boundaries that you have that's preventing you from reaching your dreams. Mm-hmm. What has to dissolve? What do you need to be more warrior-like going out there to create the wave of success?
You know what has to dissolve for Libra risings?
What's that?
Their indecision.
Seriously?
Ooh, now that you're saying that. D. What about for Libra rising? What may need to dissolve is your belief on fairness.
Ooh,
justice.
They always want to make things fair for them. Like they have, like they come in under the guise of like, let's make everything fair for everyone, but they always like tilt it in like their own favor.
Well, I have a question for you now, D. About the belief of fairness. Is the world fair?
It depends on whose eyes you're looking through, right? Like the creator would look at it and be like, yeah, I made everything fair. But no, life isn't fair, because that's how we learn our lessons here on Earth, right?
So is someone with Libra energy, Libra sun, Libra rising, I know a bunch of that like to stay on the fence. Could it they be living in fairy tale land when they try to harp on fairness?
Yeah. I guess they have that in common with Pisces. Like, Pisces lives in a dream world fantasy, and Libra also is like, it's kind of a dream world fantasy where everyone gets along and is treated equally and everything's fair all the time. And nothing is ever fair, really.
Ooh! Well, you just reminded me of something now for Aries rising with, and what you just said that with Pisces. Is it time to stop self-sacrificing and being the warrior and think for the self and be the warrior?
Hell yeah, I'm all for that.
You know, self-sacrificing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
That was what the last 14 years were about.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a lot of what Neptune does too. It's the ability to sacrifice. And you sent us this thing that I was reading earlier. And if I may, I'm going to just read this line out loud because it really stood out to me. It said, Neptune works by persuasion, never pressure. It is called the cosmic Santa Claus. There is a secret hidden in sacrifice. The more you give yourself away, the more you have to give. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all else shall be added unto you. It's as true today as it was 2,000 years ago. The cosmic laws never change. That really stood out to me because of sacrifice.
And bring the last 14 years, or even longer than that, how much did I sacrifice and putting energy into someone else's company? I self-sacrificed my stuff, my energy, you know, creative energy, putting it into that stuff for 14 years and all that. But, you know, I'm not bitter about it.
Well, you certainly acquired skills from that, so.
Yeah, well, which would go to what you just said as far as being Santa Claus, bringing skills and gifts.
I think that
through that sacrifice.
I think that Libra rising, if they're looking to get married soon, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
All right.
Just like the wedding day is going to keep getting pushed out and out and out and out.
But okay, but somebody that is in a relationship, a long-term relationship.
Already married.
Yeah, already. This could be the delusion, disinvolvement, or what I'm trying to say, disenvironment of the relationship. Hey, I thought this relationship was this, but it's not. It's not what I thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and coming to terms,
like maybe secrets coming out.
Yeah.
I would also add, especially for this one, and also for the eighth house, I would raise a concern, not to freak anybody out, but I would raise a concern of like, you know, like domestic violence type of abuse.
Mm.
As far as a powerful individual. And all that.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, as far as Neptune and Aries, like, you know, maybe like interacting with people that you know, are coming across individuals that can be a little bit like too strong and could abuse their power.
Now that you're saying that, like a Libra rising female, thinking that she's attracted to the machismo.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
And have to figure out the reality of dealing with somebody with that machismo attitude.
Yeah. Because Neptune is, it can be sneaky, it can manipulate, and in Aries, it can be violent.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's what I'm worried about, the violence.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.